From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is praising lawmakers in Iraq for unanimously approving a new government after 9 months of political stalemate. The president called that vote a major step forward for Iraq. The new government will be headed by the current prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki. Most of the cabinet posts were also filled today, but the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse says three key security posts were left vacant for now.
These portfolios are especially sensitive as Iraq's rival factions watch keenly for signs that the country's security forces might be being used to promote sectarianism. So there are still some negotiations ahead, but the big test now will be whether the members of this new national unity government, who've spent the past 9 months fighting and arguing with each other, can pull together for the good of the whole country.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse. The Census Bureau is releasing at this hour the first figures from the latest count of the U.S. population. NPR's Pam Fessler reports those numbers will determine the allocation of congressional seats among the states.
The numbers are expected to show a continued shift away from northeastern Rust Belt states to the south and the west. The numbers are used to apportion the 435 seats in Congress among the states. Analysts think Texas will be the big winner, picking up a possible 4 seats. Florida could gain 2 seats as well. New York and Ohio are expected to each lose 2 seats because of declining populations. The shift is expected to favor Republicans, although states still have to redraw congressional districts within their borders, a long and grueling political process. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Thousands of air travelers remain stranded across Europe today as airports there struggle to cope with heavy snow and frigid temperatures. At London's Heathrow Airport, Jim Jameson says passengers are not being told what's happening, and that's more frustrating to him than the weather.
That board over there says that flight's cancelled to Germany, and the place you can check up here is closed. There's nobody there. So it's just the lack of information.
In Germany, Frankfurt's airport has suspended flights, forcing cancellation of hundreds of airline flights today. Heavy snow is expected across the Rocky Mountain states today. Stacy Stegman is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The biggest problem we've seen is either semis that aren't chained up and they've been sliding off the road, or just general vehicles. I think people going a little bit too fast for conditions, and then when you see one person start to lose control, it kind of spirals.
And Stegman says some of those semis have been blown over by winds gusting to 60 miles an hour or more. In California, flood warnings are posted across the southern and central parts of that state, where more drenching rains are occurring today. Los Angeles has gotten more than 5 inches of rain over just the past week. That's more than a third of the typical annual amount of rainfall in the city. On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are holding on to modest gains. The Dow is up 45 points. The Nasdaq is up 14. This is NPR News from Washington. The White House says support is building in the Senate for ratification of a new arms treaty with Russia. The administration needs the backing of at least 9 Republican senators to get the 2-thirds majority needed to ratify the pact. The Senate's number 3 Republican, Lamar Alexander, has just announced his support. He is the 6th Republican to say publicly they'll vote for the treaty. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms wants gun dealers in border states to file a report whenever someone tries to buy more than one high-powered rifle. NPR's Ted Robbins reports that move is aimed at reducing the flow of guns to Mexico, where they're used by drug traffickers.
Semi-automatic or large-caliber rifles are the weapon of choice among Mexico's warring drug cartels. Officials on both sides of the border have said many of those rifles are bought legally in the U.S. and smuggled into Mexico. The U.S. government began cracking down on suspicious sales several years ago, but current regulations do not require dealers to report all sales of multiple weapons to the same customer. The new rule would be temporary. It would affect more than 8,000 weapons dealers in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
The final lunar eclipse of the year turned the moon dark red for more than an hour before dawn this morning. David Dundee is an astronomer with the Telus Science Museum in Georgia.
Lunar eclipse is when the moon enters the shadow of the Earth. This happens only at the time when the moon is full, when it has to, the moon, Earth, and sun are all lined up.
Dundee says this eclipse was rare in that it coincided with the winter solstice, the start of the winter season. It's the first time that's happened in more than 370 years. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.